Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, talking about last week's beef checkoff ruling in just a moment.
Let's see, there's strawberries and blueberries. Ooh, there's pineapple.
What are you doing?
Look, it's Brahm's new strawberry poppy seed chicken salad and toasted almonds, spinach, and of course, chicken on a bed of romaine lettuce.
There are poppy seeds, of course.
And poppy seed dressing drizzled on top of everything.
You just asked for a Brahm's strawberry poppy seed salad?
It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad.
Oh, forgot the chicken.
They won't. It's strawberry poppy seed chicken salad. Now at your neighborhood Brahms.
Join Gardner Angus Ranch for their 41st annual production sale April 3rd and 4th at the ranch near Ashland, Kansas. Selling 1,400 head of registered bulls and females and commercial females, including the entire Gardner Angus Ranch registered cow herd. As always, all purchases are backed by the Gardner Guarantee. Free delivery. Join them in Ashland, Kansas on April 3rd and 4th, or join them online. Visit GardnerAngus.com for videos of the sale offering, the sale book, and more.
Supporters of the Dollarhead Beef Checkoff cheered last week when the final summary judgment was announced by a judge up in Montana. One of those cheering, the chief executive officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall.
Of course, this is a decision that we've been anticipating for several months now, and it's the final decision in this underlying case. And, of course, the case is the RCAF lawsuit, where they sued USDA and brought in the Montana Beef Council in regards to how they were using their checkoff dollars. And this has been a long slog, a lot of information that has been transacted with the court system. But what we're excited to report is that the judge came back and he ruled in favor of the checkoff. He ruled against RCAF, and because of that, the checkoff now can continue to do what it's doing. The Montana Beef Council can get back to work, and more importantly, it reaffirmed that the checkoff is being spent correctly and that there is adequate oversight to ensure that that continues to happen.
Woodall says this is a very important ruling, not just for Montana, but for the entire beef checkoff system.
This ruling is extremely important because, again, it shows that all of the checks and balances are in place to assure that the money is being spent correctly. You know, that was a key component of getting the checkoff passed in the 1985 Farm Bill, is making sure that the oversight was there in order to put in place a bright line firewall that ensures that none of that money goes towards lobbying for any group and that the money is used for the collective whole of the U.S. beef industry for research and promotion. And this ruling came back and said that, yes, that's absolutely being done. We can confirm that's being done. And these beef councils need to be allowed to move forward in doing their job. And their job is that promotion, that research, and being good stewards of that dollar. So the fact that the checkoff was able to defend itself and come out on top is a huge win. And also, when you look at the fact that now the Montana producers will finally be able to see their checkoff dollars get to work again, is extremely exciting, because for several years now they've been on hold due to this lawsuit.
I know that one of the key components in reading the decision that was issued by the judge this last week, the final summary judgment, had to do with these MOUs, the Memorandums of Understanding. Explain those for us.
So the Memorandum of Understanding is a document that the beef councils who have been a part of this lawsuit have engaged in and signed, where USDA is doing even more oversight than they were. And so I think that we have been able to show that through that MOU process that we were never lacking on oversight to begin with, but this is just an added measure that continues to show that the oversight is there, the approvals are there, and the bottom line message throughout all of this is these accusations that this money is being misappropriated or spent wrongly are just absolutely false. And that has been the mantra of RCAF for many years now, and we continue to prove them wrong, and this is another great example of where we've been able to prove them wrong.
NCBA was not a part of the litigation per se, but yet it was pretty clear from some of the comments being made by the organization that brought the lawsuit, the RCAF folks, that they really were pointing at NCBA, saying that you all were doing something wrong along the way.
Well, Ron, we have to just look back at RCAF. The only reason that RCAF exists is to hate NCBA. They really have shown no other purpose in life. So it's not a surprise that they wanted to make us the focus of this lawsuit. But again, it also shows quite clearly that as a contractor, we are also spending these dollars correctly. And we also have the adequate oversight that's out there. It is unfortunate that we have a group of producers that that wake up with such hatred every day, but it's what we have to deal with in dealing with our calf. And I doubt that this will be the end of it.
NCBA CEO Colin Woodall, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agriculture producers that may need help with ag-related disputes. At Oklahoma Ag Mediation, we know how costly and stressful it can be to have to engage in litigation, leaving your future in the hands of someone else. We've been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. So let our professional mediators help you. The services are available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call, 800-248-5465.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.